Fremd vertraut, der Podcast der Evangelischen Akademie zu internationaler Politik, Dialog und Vielfalt. Welcome to a new edition of Fremd vertraut, this time again in English. My name is Jürgen Klusmann and I'm reporting from Moldova, a very small country situated between Romania and Ukraine. Moldova was a socialist Soviet republic until 1991, and with the fall of the Soviet Union, it declared its independence. But since a relevant part of its citizens are Russians who did not want to separate from Russia at that time, a small part of the eastern territory of Moldova, called Transnistria, declared its independence from Moldova itself. That ended up into a war which lasted for almost half a year, in which more than 500 people were killed. After that, Moldova sort of commuted back and forth between a pro-Russian on the one hand and a pro-Western policy on the other hand. Since 2021, the country is reigned by a pro-European government and a pro-European president. On the 20th of October this year, the presidential elections will take place and are linked with a referendum with which the Moldovan people shall decide whether they want to be a member of the European or not. This trend-setting decision is taking place under the conditions of the Russian invasions into Ukraine and heavy disinformation campaigns from Russia. In this atmosphere, I met with Olga Osu, one of the deputy mayors of the Moldovan capital, Chisinau. Mrs. Osu is responsible for the economy, finances and investment of the city, and before that she was the head of the mayor's office. I met her in her office in the city hall of Chisinau, a building which was built in Italian Gothic style in 1901 and which has seen much better times in the past. My guest today is Olga Osu, and she is the deputy mayor of the capital. Welcome to our show.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me.
You have been here now in the office of the mayor since 2021, I guess. But before you worked also as the head of the office of the mayor. Therefore, you have a lot of experience, of course, here. What do you think is the main challenge for Chisinau at the moment?
We've been having challenges, I think, as Republic of Moldova for the last 30 years. And Chisinau being the main city, the capital, the biggest economic center of the country and concentrating 40% of the population. So we have had many challenges and we still have them now. As for Chisinau as a city, we have first of all to organize all the conditions so that our citizens stay here, feel safe, have a work, have a good education for their children, have places where they can rest, and first of all, improve the economic development of the city, because this brings taxes, this brings incomes for the city also, and we can implement more projects in this sense.
You have been here since 2021, and mainly for the economy, finance and investment. I have read that 64% of the whole income of the whole country is produced here in Chisinau. So what is the reason for that, and what is the main income in the terms of what is produced here, especially in Chisinau, that it's so important for the economy of the whole country?
Yeah, I've been in this office, mayor, let's say, from 2021, but I was working in the city hall from 2017, the end of the year, and I have been the chief of the finance department, so I'm dealing with the finances of the city for a longer period of time. And to be honest, it's really challenging for the city to increase the income, as all the income that is generated here, that you have mentioned, the 62%, goes to the state budget. And Chișinău is the only city in the region, I would say not only in Europe, but in the whole region, that receives back only 12% of the whole income that is generated on this territory. Mainly, the income comes from services, because the production is somehow outside the Chișinău, where the land is cheaper, where the working force is cheaper. But in the last years, we have seen an increase in the population here in Chișinău. We are waiting now for the census, for the results that have been done this summer. But the data that we have from the family doctors, so that we can count them, we have more than 1 million inhabitants here that is in our hospitals, to the family doctors. So we understand that the population of Chișinău is constantly increasing. People are finding here their chances, their last chances of getting a good income just before they're leaving the country, unfortunately. And the active population is leaving the country. So we can develop some policies at the local level, let's say, the Chișinău level, to keep these people here. But this should be done at the national level, because in the whole country people are leaving. And when they're leaving their villages, they're coming first to Chișinău to find here a better job, a better salary. And they, unfortunately, if they do not find it here, they're leaving the country for good. So this is what we have to concentrate on, to create those conditions for people to stay here, and for young people especially, because the number of students is decreasing, the number of active workers is decreasing. On the other side, we have a very good increase of children in our schools. So it's more than 20,000 children increase in the last 4 years. It's a kind of positive demographics in school that we cannot find in other cities in Moldova, and not even in the region, such big increase. So we do understand that not only local people are coming, but unfortunately, after the war that we have in Ukraine, also the refugees come here and they stay here in Chișinău. And we are trying to integrate those children, and not only children, but the refugees themselves, in the social and economic activity of the city.
You have mentioned the invasion of Russian troops into Ukraine, and that made Moldavia a frontline state, let's say, between East and West, between the Russians, Russia and the West on the other side. Is that a reason for the decrease of the population? And is it also a reason why people want to leave the country? Or what do you think?
After the invasion, the population from Moldova, not only Chișinău, left the country, as we do have a very big diaspora outside the country. People are working outside for more than 20 years. So this phenomenon has started in early 2000. And people left the country, but most of them came back when the situation more or less became stable. So it's not so stable, but psychologically they felt the situation more stable, and they came back. And yes, but just because this war, this tragedy, we have had a very big inflow of refugees just from the first day of war. And the first refugee that came to Republic of Moldova was placed in a municipal center here that we have opened quickly. We have just adopted a big center that was for COVID, and we have changed the protocols. And after we changed the protocols, we were able to receive all those refugees that needed not only shelter, they needed also food, they needed also psychological consolation. And not only children needed that psychological consolation, but mainly women, because they were mothers with children, and we have to organize all that inflow that we were not prepared for. You cannot be prepared for such a disaster.
Since the situation has become more stable, as you said, would you say that people in Chisinau become, especially in Chisinau now, become more satisfied now or more happy with the situation and believe also in the future? There will be also a referendum and election of the president on the 20th of October, and it will be a very important decision between pro-Europe or pro-Russia. And so therefore it's a very critical and important situation in which Moldova finds itself. Would you say that this situation is now somehow changing this, that kind of fragile stability, or is it more or less that people are thinking, oh, we are getting more progress and we will look forward to a stable future as well?
Unfortunately, why I do say unfortunately, because when the war started, Republic of Moldova was affected very much by the increase of the price for gas, for the resources that were coming to our country. And it increased the bill for the heating 7 times. So if we are talking about the progress itself, yes, we do have so many European Union-funded projects, not only here in Chisinau, but in the whole republic. But as for the personal life of the citizen, they are not feeling so good in the last years because they have to pay more, not only for the services, but they have to pay more for food and for everything else, as it increased a lot, even the cost of living overall, but the salaries didn't increase in the same way. Still, in Republic of Moldova, and I think in Chisinau also, many citizens are dependent on the money, on the salaries of their relatives that are working outside the country. Our diaspora that really helped the economy of our state all these years. On the other way, if we are passing to the referendum, I believe this is a really unique opportunity that our country has. And it shouldn't be lost, because the train would not stop the second time as it is now. And this, talking about the referendum or this idea of the European Union integration, should be the national idea. So everyone should promote this idea as a country. What do we have now? The situation that is now in the last year is that this idea of European Moldova, let's say, was monopolized, unfortunately, by one party. And it was promoted not only on the internal of the country, but also in the external policies that the country had in the last year. And I believe this is the main risk at the moment. If we are talking as other parties that are here in...
You're talking now about PAS and the party, yes, of Maia Sandu, the president.
Of the president. And the fact that the referendum is in the same day with the elections of the president, and the referendum of the European integration was so merged or so connected to the figure of the Maia Sandu. And if you are looking to the polls that recently have been made public, the data, we see that her rating is decreasing, and decreased a lot. And having the idea that the referendum and the European integration is connected to the Maia Sandu and her rating is decreasing, I see here a risk for the referendum itself. And having not so many candidates on the right side, let's say, on the with the belief that Moldova has to be in the European Union, it's a very risky procedure in case if...
What do you think would happen if the referendum would fail parliamentary?
The parliamentary elections are of a very, very high importance. And if the referendum doesn't work now, but I still believe that people do understand and do want to include this possibility in the constitution, because the referendum is about this modification. Having a parliament next year that is pro-European, the process will continue. So this is my opinion. That's why me, as member of the political party that I'm representing, we are also having now very big campaigns all over the country explaining the people what is the referendum about, because mostly of them do not understand. They understand that they will vote, and the second day Moldova will become a member. It's not like this. You have to explain them, you have to discuss, you have to explain about the projects that are implemented here in Chisinau, mainly with the support of the European Union, so that they understand that what is done in Chisinau could be done in the whole country, but we need a bigger support from the EU.
One last question, now dealing with a completely different matter. Most cities in Europe have partnership towns. Do you have also partnership cities, a partnership with a German town or city?
Yeah, we have more than up to 1,000 cities that we are either twin cities, as it was done before, because now in the later years we have partnership agreements, and in Germany we have Mannheim city. That is our twin city from 1989, so we have a very long history with them. And this year, in April, I have been to Mannheim, and we have discussed with the city hall to create a new kind of cooperation agreement, a long-term action plan between our cities, not exchanging only in the cultural or social fields, but also in the economic fields, the startup for young people, for young generation, the green agenda, and so on and so on. By the way, we have found a square in Mannheim that is named the Chisinau Square. Also, we have had with Mannheim and Chernowod from Ukraine a common project for a public space refurbishment. So we do have a long history, but now we have seen the openness, not only of Germany overall, when they are supporting Moldova to become a European Union member, but also with cities that we are communicating, we have a very good relation. They are really open to help us on the local level, because everything starts on the local level. I was always telling that you can design policies, but the one that will be implementing them will be the city halls all over the country. So this is where the capacity building should be improved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.